It's 29 after 11. Can you believe from tomorrow, entries open for Australia's largest performing arts Stedford. It's called Royal South Street, and it proudly calls Ballarat home. Its development and volunteer coordinator is Carolyn Bennett. She joins me in studio this morning. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Hello, Brett. Thanks for having me on.
Bit of nervous anticipation as entries open. It's always a big time for the society, isn't it?
It is. We're really excited this year. So yes, entries are opening tomorrow and they'll be open for 2 months. And we've got a lot of great things in store.
Well, we talk about South Street as Australia's biggest. Let's demonstrate that right now as we work through the disciplines. They start in July and wrap up in October. It's huge.
That's right. So we do. We have 12 disciplines. Probably we're most well known for our calisthenics. Everyone sees the calisthenics girls wandering around and knows that South Street is on. But we are a lot more as well. So we have debating, we have piano forte, vocal, which incorporates classical and contemporary. And this year, really exciting, we've got the Herald Sun Aria, but it's our 100th year.
A century of the Aria.
A century.
That is remarkable.
Incredible.
And this actually puts singers, classical singers, on the world stage. If you win this event, whoosh, off you go.
That's it. So first prize is $30,000 sponsored by Medonic Laser Eye Clinic and in conjunction with Melbourne Opera. And it's incredible. It does launch careers and it has launched some amazing careers, Dame Kiri Tikanawa being one of them.
Yep.
Our very own Jason Wosley, Ballarat's own Jason Wosley, and Roger Lemke, some amazing names have come through the Arias over the years. So it'll be great to see who is vying for the 100th year.
what a special one to win.
Yes. Then we also have speech and drama. Celebrating Chopin is incredible, the talent that I observed last year in that section. It completely blew my mind. So that's late August at the Ballarat Art Gallery.
Oh, yeah, beautiful venue.
It'll be lovely.
Top spot.
Yep. We have choral for the schools, junior schools, senior schools, and also community choirs. And we're offering, I don't think a lot of people know that we offer an all abilities section. This is for people with special needs. Anyone can enter. They can sing a song. They can read a poem. They can do a dance. They can play in a band. It's not a judged section. It's just purely for performance experience. And we have instrumental music, bands and solos. We have, of course, dance and calisthenics.
And making a big return this year, Carolyn, the showcase concert at Her Madge. Now, there's a couple of big things going on here. One, we haven't had the showcase for quite some years, and you've actually put in your note to me at Her Majesty's, which means the Grand Old Dame is opening again.
Oh, we're so excited.
I bet you are.
The staff at South Street were very lucky the other week to have a sneaky little peek through the works of Her Majesty. We're thrilled to be back in there. Calisthenics will be back in there this year. And the showcase concert, so that'll be the final weekend in October, Sunday the 28th. And it's going to be a culmination of our entire season of 2024 with performances from each of those disciplines.
Okay, so like the best of the best, is that kind of the idea?
The best of the best.
Yeah.
It might not necessarily be the first prize winner, but a really entertaining number or something that really stood out to the adjudicators. Someone that shows a lot of charisma. So it'll be a really entertaining concert.
Carolyn, another milestone this year. We mentioned the century of the Herald Sun Aria, but there's also the century of the Graceful Solo. Now, when we think calisthenics, we always think about those teams that you were talking about, but sometimes they do go it alone. This is a pretty special event.
This is a special event. So 100 years, it's incredible. I saw this last year and it was really beautiful. So there's a calisthenics solo and also a graceful solo. That is the 100th year celebration this year. It's highly contested and the competitors in this section, they show so much grace and strength and poise. It's really wonderful to watch.
Yeah, it is indeed a lot of talent on the stage at Her Madge when it comes to the calisthenics graceful solo. Now, Carolyn, volunteers and South Street go hand in hand. I've heard before, and it's quite simple, no volunteers, no South Street. If you don't have those people on the ground, you know, backstage, etc., just doesn't work.
That's right. We are always on the lookout for volunteers. We've got such a great database of very dedicated volunteers that help us out, but we're always looking for new ones as well. People can work in a variety of ways if they come to help us out, as simply an usher, just helping people in and out of the theatre, or to help us with registration, backstage, ticket sales. The great thing is that they do get to witness and be a part of all these amazing young talented performers coming through, help out the society as well, and just be involved in the community. And we have a really great group of people. So we think people love being involved. We would love to see more people come on board as well.
Yeah, please put your hand up if you can. And just before we let you go, Carolyn, new this year as well, non-competitive sections. Now, this is interesting for South Street because, of course, it's always for over 125 years or something been going head-to-head with your fellow competitors. But you've had some feedback to say, no, we just like the experience.
Yeah, we were surprised as well, but we have done a lot of work talking to schools, local schools in particular, and we also send out feedback forms at the end of our Estedford every year. And we've been really surprised. A lot of schools have been calling out for non-competitive sections so that their students can get up and perform for performance experience only. They'll still get a critique from the adjudicator. And also there is this year the option of entering for a masterclass. So they might perform, get a critique, and also be masterclassed by the adjudicator. So it's all about educational experiences. So they will run alongside our normal competitive sections, but there are now non-competitive sections in piano forte, in vocal, in choral, and in instrumental music with bands and solos.
Yeah, okay. Nice move, listening to those who enjoy coming to the Estedford but wanted something a bit different. So you've reacted. Entries open tomorrow. You can go to royalsouthstreet.com.au for further details and to enter. Carolyn Bennett, thanks for your time on the show.
Thanks for having me.